From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide bombing in southern Kandahar province Friday killed an area commander hours after Vice President Mike Pence made a surprise trip to Afghanistan's Bagram airfield, where he addressed American troops. During his visit, Pence met with the Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdul Abdullah to discuss U.S. strategy and bilateral cooperation on the fight against the Taliban. Later, while addressing U.S. troops at Bagram Air Base, Pence said the new Afghan strategy U.S. President Donald Trump announced in August is making progress on the ground.
And this Commander-in-Chief has empowered our battlefield commanders with the freedom and flexibility you need to win. Bureaucrats don't win battles. Soldiers do. And under this president, we will never allow bureaucracy to stand in the way of victory.
Meanwhile, the Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack in Kandahar province, where the bomber rammed an explosives-filled truck into a police station. Regional police say the massive blast inflicted damages to the facility and nearby civilian homes. Officials say at least six policemen were killed, 10 others were wounded in that blast. The UN General Assembly overwhelmingly adopted a resolution rejecting the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and move its embassy there. The Palestinians had asked for Thursday's Emergency General Assembly session to consider the Egyptian-sponsored draft. It followed a U.S. veto on Monday in the Security Council on a nearly identical draft resolution that the other 14 council members supported. Just before that vote, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley issued a warning. 128 nations supported the measure. This is VOA News.